American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Testimony will continue in the so-called hush money trial of former President Trump in New York City. More from Gernal Scott.
The trial's first witness, ex-National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, will be back on the stand today. He is expected to discuss the catch-and-kill strategy to hide damaging stories during the former president's 2016 campaign. That includes adult film actress Stormy Daniels' claim of an affair. Former President Trump on Monday said there was no fraud, just legal expenses.
It's a case as to bookkeeping, which is a very minor thing.
The state will also call as a witness former fixer Michael Cohen, whose credibility the defense has already attacked. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Some grand jury testimony in former President Trump's classified documents case has been released.
The documents show that, according to the testimony, a Trump associate told the FBI that the former president was warned to return records to the National Archives. They also indicate the associate approached the former president at Mar-a-Lago, telling him to let them come here and get everything and to not give them a noble reason to indict you, because they will. The summary of the associate's interview with the FBI was among 400 pages of investigative records that were unsealed by the judge overseeing the case. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Robert Kraft, the CEO of the New England Patriots and alumnus of Columbia University, says he's pulling support from the school in the wake of the recent anti-Israel protests. The NFL owner telling Fox's Hannity it pains him to see how bad anti-Semitism has gotten in recent years, and says they have to do what they can to stand up to it.
We can't have this intimidation that's filtering through all these colleges, and the hate continue to grow and multiply the way it is.
The Supreme Court hearing arguments on immigration and the workplace.
A non-citizen's immigration claim will be before the Supreme Court. The man involved has been in Mexico separate from his wife for 9 years, but was denied a visa due to having tattoos that caused suspicion that he was affiliated with the MS-13 gang, which he denies. The court will also hear arguments over claims Starbucks illegally fired pro-union workers. Union reps claim the company interfered with workers in Memphis who tried to unionize. The case could prove as a test for how the conservative-leaning court rules on labor and union-related issues. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The House of Representatives of the state of Mississippi passed a resolution last week honoring the life and legacy of American Family Association founder Don Weilman.
The Mississippi House passed Resolution 125 last Thursday, mourning the loss and honoring the life and legacy of AFA founder Don Weilman. Representative Donnie Bell was the author.
The life and legacy of Mr. Weilman was pretty special for Mississippi, but not only Mississippi, but for the whole U.S. And what American Family Association and American Family Radio, which he founded, means to our country and to our state, it was well worth the recognition.
The resolution lists 33 findings, or whereases, included the first one that says, quote, on December 28, 2023, the immaculate author and finisher of our soul's destiny summoned the mortal presence of dearly beloved Reverend Donald Ellis Weilman to eternal rest with his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It lists a litany of accomplishments and recognizes all of his surviving children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren by name, among them AFA Vice President Walker Weilman.
This resolution is going to go down as one more example and one more item that we can memorialize and remember my grandfather, Don Weilman, and just the legacy that he left and really the generational impact that's still being felt today.
Walker and the entire Weilman family were pleased and honored by the resolution.
And it's just so important, as many of our audience know, not to forget how we got here and who helped found this ministry, which is my grandfather, Don Weilman. So this resolution is very important, and the family is very appreciative.
You can read the resolution at AFN.net. I'm Steve Jordahl.
More news online at AFN.net. I'm Rusty Pugh.